Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza. Back live at Twin Peaks in Davie, University Drive. And it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, y'all. Love a little Funky Buddha in their life.
I sure do.
I know that you do. I know that you do. A lot of people want to know the code word at the top of the hour. It goes from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., so there is no code word. You can listen tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., for your next chance at winning $1,000. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So where are we? We stand at what? Dolphins 0-5.
Yes.
And what are the Hurricanes? 3-3. I think they're 3-3. Are they 3-3, Solana?
Yeah, they're 3-3.
Right. Central Michigan, Bethune-Cookman, and then they win on Friday.
No.
And then they lost to Florida, UNC, and
Bot Tech.
Yeah. So and then they've got Georgia Tech this Saturday, which should not be a problem.
No.
This is the brand new Georgia Tech.
I was just going to say, every time I think about Georgia Tech now, I think about your anger towards Paul Johnson.
Oh, first of all, that offense was, just incorrigible. But I had to do an interview once with Paul Johnson on location.
He's the nicest person in the world.
And boring.
That's why I laugh.
Just boring.
I've met him a number of times, and it's like the last person you make fun of in your world is Paul Johnson.
Just
and you love it.
Boring. Oh, I was falling asleep. Hurricanes are an 18.5-point favorite over Georgia Tech on Saturday.
Is that a little too high for you? We bet them, what were they, plus two?
They were minus two.
Minus two?
Georgia Tech's 1-5 and bad. Like, I think, hopefully the Hurricanes are starting to gel a little bit right now. You know what I mean? Where they should put up. Like, I thought it was a very good victory on Friday night. You're talking about, I think they were number 20. Was Virginia ranked number 20?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Number 20. Like, that's a good victory over a ranked team when you're reeling a little bit. Like, yeah, I thought that was a good victory. I wouldn't be surprised if they were able to cover on Saturday.
I'll tell you, watching the game, like I said, I caught the second half. That defense looked a lot better than it has in the past.
It did.
It looked like they were just the calling, where they were being aggressive when they needed to. They were sitting back in certain situations. I really could tell the difference, and Manny Diaz said he was going to be a bigger part of the preparation. I saw in the part of the game I saw that I could tell his influence on the defense. So the offense gets back together, figure out the quarterback situation. We should have some action.
And then you got the Dolphins. They play the Bills on Sunday in Buffalo. The Bills are 16.5-point favorites. I said this earlier in the show. I really do believe Buffalo is going to beat the Dolphins down.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those seasons. I mean, do you believe in the Bills at 4-1? Do you believe in them?
Believe in them to make the playoffs or to make a real run towards
make a real special? Run.
No. No, no. Like, you're talking about AFC Championship type run?
I mean, I don't know if I would say AFC Championship, but like a team that could – oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, like get to –
I see him getting in the playoffs.
I mean, not getting – you know, Dolphins were a playoff team three seasons ago. They got to the wild card game, just got housed by Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Can Buffalo get into the playoffs and be a playoff team or
– No, because they're going to run into KC. They're going to run into the Patriots again after they lost, and I believe they're going to lose the second time to them this season. And they can't keep up. Their defense is real good. They can run the ball and all, but we know what happens in the playoffs. Those better quarterbacks and those offenses, they get going. And, yeah, I don't think Buffalo can make a run. I think in a couple years, if they keep building, they can really compete. But I would bet money on them making the playoffs, but nothing on them really making any noise.
You believe in the 49ers? They're undefeated.
I believe in them because they can run the ball and they have a hell of a front four.
You believe in the Seahawks, 5-1?
Yes.
Believe in the Saints, 5-1?
A lowercase yes. Just
because Teddy Bridgewater doesn't look as good as the other 5-6 win quarterbacks.
No. And he does just enough. He doesn't make mistakes. You know, like he's not going to lose the game. But do I see Teddy walking out there and throwing for 400, four touchdowns? You know, I believe in the Seahawks and the 49ers more than the Saints. Saints are, what's that, 3 or 4 in the NFC, something like that.
Solana was giving me grief before the show started about our take on the Dallas Cowboys a few weeks ago. You and I said they are the class of the NFC.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you and I were convinced, and now they're 3-3, and what do you make of them? Adam Gase beat them yesterday.
They got to just put that pressure on Dak. Nobody's – honestly, their offensive line injuries are really hurting them a lot. Tyron Smith went out, and those O-line – that was – if that's the funny thing about that, if you think about it, that's what their team is O-line. If Zeke is on the Dolphins, is Zeke a Pro Bowler if he's running behind this line?
No, but I don't think that there's anybody running behind this line that could be a Pro Bowler.
That's the thing. So Zeke is a real good back, but that line made it, the protection, Dak being back there, the play action setting them up, and now with the injuries to that line, you can kind of see their weaknesses. And Dak, and it's every quarterback, but some people I think are affected differently. Dak starts getting hit. Dak, just like Brady's the same. When you start hitting Brady, he's not as effective as he's supposed to be. I'm starting to see that in Dak's game week after week. You hit him early, he starts flipping that ball out real quick.
Yeah, headlines, Solana. Let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So not this upcoming Saturday, but the following, UM will be on the road in Pittsburgh, and ESPN announced it will be a noon game, and it will air on either ESPN or ESPN2.
Wait, say that again?
UM will be in Pittsburgh on October 26th.
Okay. It'll
be
I misheard you. I thought you just said that the Dolphins-Pittsburgh Monday night game got flexed to a Sunday. I got sidetracked here.
And did I say the Dolphins? Did I?
No, I don't. I think it was me. And understand where I'm doing the show from. Mm-hmm. And I got sidetracked, if you understand.
Totally understandable.
Big back is back.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm here in the studio. All and right. I'm not
so
really.
That's what happened to me. So I apologize. So what happened?
Never mind. Let's just move on. The Lions will be on the road versus the Packers tonight, 8:20 p.m. on ESPN. The Packers are either 3.5 or 4-point favorites at home. The over-under, by the way, is 45.5 in that game. Tonight,
yeah, we're
going to
figure out before 6 o'clock what our plays are going to be for this game tonight. I need action, Jack.
How are we so confused at 2, but at 6 we know exactly what's going to happen?
Because the clock's a-ticking. What else you got, Solana?
The Heat are back at home tonight for some preseason basketball. They host the Atlanta Hawks. That's at 7:30 p.m. on 790 The Ticket. No UD, no Linick, and no James Johnson tonight for the Miami Heat. By the way, according to Fox Sports Sun, they tweeted this out earlier today, through two games, Miami Heat viewership on Fox Sports Sun is up 80% year over year.
Like exhibition season over exhibition season? That makes sense. I'm more interested in this Heat team this season than I have been for the last couple of seasons, right?
I haven't watched the exhibition game in 10 years before this year.
Right.
To be honest, I'm being 100% honest. I want to see Jimmy. I want to see the whole hero thing. I want to see Bam become a starter, see what he got. I never watched exhibition. I've watched two games. I watched both games this year, just two of them.
You can hear every Miami Heat game on 790 The Ticket or 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. It starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show, and then you get that an hour before tip-off. Following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines postgame show. So that's the Heat. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, when we're done here at Twin Peaks, our own Alejandro Solana is going to bring you up from 6 to 6:30 getting you to the Heat pregame show. What else you got, Solana?
Tonight, for the baseball fans, I know we are not part of that group, but there are some out there. The Nationals host the Cardinals Game 3 of the NLCS. That's at 7:38 p.m. from Nationals Park. And finally, a 20-year-old guy in Iowa was busted for having a fake ID with the name McLovin.
That's funny. A lot of people say that, what's the dude's name again?
Turner Davidson.
Turner Davidson. A lot of people call him Mick Kicker and compare him to McLovin.
How dumb is that? You're going to get arrested for faking your name?
I mean, you're just flaunting. You're asking, arrest me.
It really
right?
is.
I mean, you're asking. Yeah, I'm McLovin.
Go with
Superbad.
Go with Jeff Smith. Go with McLovin.
Which, by the way, is why Jonah Hill and the other dude were so angry at McLovin for making the Hawaii license, driver's license, McLovin.
It was between either McLovin or Muhammad.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah. What, you got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's read a bleeping book for once.
It's a really funny movie.
Really
Superbad to me is maybe top five funny movie of all time. Like that's how funny I think that movie is.
Top 10. You go all the way back, you got to go back to Richard Pryor and those guys.
Right, but a movie, like think about, because I maintain the opening scene, like the opening 20 minutes of Something About Mary might be the funniest opening 20 minutes of any movie ever.
With the beans and the Frank.
Oh my God!
And
I mean, it
is
one after another. When he answers the door, that in itself is funny.
It really is.
And I'm trying to think, Superbad I thought was super super funny, like really funny. I love the movie Blockers. I think that's one of the funnier movies that's been made in a long time.
It's not top 10, though.
Oh, I think it is.
Blockers. I went and saw it. I watched. It's funny as all get up. It's not top 10.
Do you put Wedding Crashers in that list?
No, 10? I don't.
I like Wedding Crashers.
Well, you kind of know how I feel about Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
And I love him. I think I loved him on Saturday Night Live more than anything. That's where I really love Will Ferrell. The movies, they just, like, they all run into each other for me.
Okay.
Well, that got awkward.
All right. I don't know. What am I supposed to do weather there? Like, I don't know.
He thought you had some more crap.
All right.
We're waiting for more crap. Ridiculous.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
Let's just move into weather because let's get serious for a second.
All
okay,
right.
It's weather,
all right, please,
and it's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is partly cloudy, 83 degrees tonight. If you're headed out to the Heat game, it'll be 75 degrees, but again, it is indoors, so you don't really need to worry about weather. 0% chance of rain, though, for all of you driving to the AAA. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, there you go. We got to do our 15 minutes of heat, speaking of the heat, in a moment here. Now, I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV, and it all starts with you going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They're in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home and really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. Now what? Today's Monday. This is how you start the week. At the start of the week, you knock a couple things off your to-do list and make sure that it gets done. So you might be thinking about Thanksgiving vacation. I know I am, because I think we might end up going to Las Vegas. Look, you might be thinking about an amazing RV trip over Thanksgiving break. And then before you know it, it'll be Christmas and New Year's. And if you're thinking about an RV getaway for Christmas or New Year's, you really want to start planning now, because they're going to sell out for the holidays. They always do. So I say at the beginning of the week, at least make an appointment to go see Camp USA Motorhomes and see the RVs that they have available, and maybe that'll sway you. It did for Crowder when he went and visited. He ended up booking an RV for a couple of weeks. They took a nice summer vacation. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, been in business over 15 years. They're located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. You can call them at 954-520-0075, or you can go to their website, campusarv.com. Now, if you currently own an RV, you're looking for parts or service, they got you covered right there. If you're interested in renting out your RV, you can call them, get more info on their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They're in Pompano Beach. This would be a perfect way to start the week. Call them 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. All right, we always do about 15 minutes of heat around 2:15 and 5:15 every day. We'll do some heat talk next on Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Having a great time, as we always do. That's not up for debate.
No, no. Here, everywhere else, but we have an extra good time here.
Going to do 15 minutes of heat here. Should really be just a few minutes, but... It is what it is. Somebody texts in, how did you get the beans over the Frank? Let's give DBJ.
Great idea.
Can you write that down, Solana? From
just those first 20 minutes of that movie, I guarantee.
Something About Mary probably has four or five lines right in the beginning of that movie.
For sure.
How'd you get the beans over the Frank?
You know what? I'll sacrifice tonight and do that research.
Okay. All right.
God, love that movie.
Because then someone else texts in, first 20 minutes of Harlem Nights is top five all time, period.
Yeah.
I mean, there's great lines.
That's why you say Superbad is top five. I can't give it top five. There's too many good comedies out there, Hawk.
Superbad, I'm telling you, like, if you're in the right, like, again, I think I've told you before, I saw that movie, was like a midnight showing, and it was a bunch of FAU students. It was in Boca somewhere, and like, so the vibe that was...
Yeah.
Like, when they're at that party.
And the people are all doing drugs.
They're all doing drugs. They're making the little dude sing. And then he's dancing on that girl.
These eyes.
Oh, let's give him that line, too.
These eyes have been a lot of love, but they're never going to be a little bit with you. These eyes.
Yeah, we got to find stuff in that
one. Let's give that to DBJ. We got to do the beans and Frank's line, though. That's excellent. Yeah, I bet there's a whole bunch of lines in Something About Mary. Maybe we'll do, like, all Something About Mary for – because you got to do something to – I was going to say to make the game less boring when Paul Johnson's the coach.
But not even there
he's
anymore.
Not even there anymore. So 15 minutes of heat. I talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour. There's a story at CBSSports.com where it ranks – the top 100 players in the NBA. By the way, I think there's only one rookie on the list. You want to guess who it is?
Probably Zion.
Yeah.
They got RJ off and, what was it, Ja?
And Tyler Hero.
Oh, here you go. Don't get Solana started.
There's a few teams with six players in the top 100 in the NBA, according to CBS Sports. Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Derek Favors, J.J. Redick, and Zion.
Can't argue with those.
Zion's listed as number 67, 67th best player in the NBA.
We're going to see. I hope he proves me wrong, but I don't, you know.
Is that higher than Lonzo, 67?
Higher than Lonzo Ball?
Better be.
Yeah, Lonzo's 79.
Oh, yeah, Lonzo. You're impressed by Lonzo's game? I'm not a fan of Lonzo.
Nope. Celtics, I think. Let's see. No, Celtics have five players. I guess the Pelicans are the only team with six players in the top 100. Celtics have five players. Kemba, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward at number 48, I think, is a stretch there.
Is he still living off pre-injury?
I think so.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart, 53. Jaylen Brown, 55.
Marcus Smart is 53?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first name you've said that just surprised the hell out of me. 53?
Gordon Hayward at 48 doesn't surprise you?
But Marcus Smart is the 53rd best basketball player in the world?
In the NBA.
Come on, man. Now that. He's crazy.
Look at this. The Brooklyn Nets, like they've got Kyrie, number 15, and then they've got Caris LeVert, 61, and then Spencer Dinwiddie, 91, Joe Harris, 99, and Jared Allen, 100.
They're holding on, baby.
Holding on.
So that means Rock. Jimmy Butler is ahead of Kyrie, right? Because you said
Jimmy Butler's 14. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised that Jimmy Butler was number 14. I thought that was high. High.
Fine, Daddy.
I'll do that tomorrow. No, we'll get to
that. That's right, because we said, remember, another one of these lists came out, and Jimmy was at 22, and we were upset. We're like, there's no way there's 21 basketball players better than Jimmy.
Well, according to CBSSports.com, the Heat have four players in the top 100. Jimmy Butler's 14. Justice Winslow is 82. Goran Dragic, 92. Bam Adebayo, 98.
So Marcus Smart is better than Justice Winslow by 30 spots?
Yeah.
And Goran by 40 spots? Come on, man. Somebody's messing up with this.
Who do you think they have as the number one player in the NBA?
LeBron.
It is LeBron.
Yeah. I mean,
is he, though?
You got to give Kawhi some respect. Giannis just won the MVP. James Harden won the MVP the year before that. But it's LeBron. I think LeBron has to really, die before they take him off the list.
Right.
Yeah. Retire and just hang it up.
The Cavaliers have one player in the top 100.
I don't even know their roster. Kevin Love.
Right? Yeah. Number 39, which is a huge stretch in my mind.
Well, Kevin Love is 39?
I feel like if I was picking players, I think I'd be at number 75 before I selected Kevin Love.
He's still living off the Minnesota days. Is this up to date? Was this 2013 list?
The New York Knicks have one player in the top 100. You want to guess who it is?
The big light-skinned boy, Knox.
You want to guess, Solana?
You said the New York Knicks?
Yeah.
Julius Randle?
Julius Randle.
Yeah.
85. And then the Wizards have one player in the top 100, Bradley Beal.
He's about to come to the
Wow. So no John Wall in the top 100?
I mean, can he walk?
Yeah. Basketball top 100. You got to be at a basketball.
It's fair.
The only team without a player in the top 100.
Oh, the team the Heat just played, the Hornets.
The Hornets.
They are bad. That was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for them watching it as a Heat fan.
They are the only team without a player in the top 100.
They can go to 200. I don't think they'll make the list. Am I this off?
No, you're right, man. That was probably the worst basketball team I've ever watched in my entire life. Seriously, they're that bad. They might not win 15 games this year.
I'm telling me, Solana, me and you could probably get us 15 minutes or so.
Oh, for sure. Just pass
in
me the
rotation.
Rock. Just pass me the rock. Bye bye.
Give the ball to Channing.
Just give it to him. I'm gonna use my 5 fouls.
Give the ball.
He damn people's heads off.
What CBSSports.com writes about the Miami Heat is the Miami Heat are interesting again after trading for Jimmy Butler. The Heat, like most teams in the East, are lucky to be in the weaker conference because while they do have a solid crop of talent, their starting five would not be any better than the eighth best team in the West. If the Heat do pull off a trade for Chris Paul, though, they would automatically be vaulted in the conversation as one of the top teams in the East. There's something else I was reading today, just speaking of the Heat and 15 minutes of Heat. Hoops Habit, which is part of Fansided, they do five predictions for the upcoming season. So they did five predictions for the Miami Heat for the upcoming season. Number one, Heat earn home court advantage for the first round of the playoffs. I could absolutely see that happening. Don't you feel like they could be the fourth best team in the East, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, I was arguing for it a week ago on the airwaves that I see them being a top five seed.
Did you say on the airwaves?
On the airwaves.
Thanks, Paul Harvey. On the airwaves.
I see them being a top five
my
team.
Age? I made a Paul Lynde, a Rip Taylor, and a what was the other reference I made? Paul Lynde, Rip Taylor.
A Jack something.
Who was it? No, Charles Nelson Reilly. And you're out here talking about what you said on the airwaves.
That's not a saying anymore, is it?
Yes, what were you saying on the airwaves, Solana?
They can be a top five seed. And, like, you have the Raptors – excuse me, not the Raptors. You have the Celtics, the 76ers, and the Bucks as your top three seeds, obviously barring injury. And then from there, I think the Heat might have the strongest roster.
Yeah, I've been – you know, it's two games into the exhibition. But I've been impressed with the Heat. I have been. They've got, for their predictions, Jimmy Butler earns all NBA honors. I think he's going to thrive. I think he is going to thrive with the Heat unlike anywhere he's ever been.
For sure.
They've got number three, the Heat ramp up their transition game. They've got Bam Adebayo to finish top three in most improved player voting. You could see that, Solana, right?
Yeah. Man, did I write this list? Like, I love this.
And finally, which I don't know, you know, what to do with this, but it says the Heat to finish top 10 in free throw percentage.
That makes sense.
Book
All
it.
Right. Book it.
Hey, unless I'm looking at people got Brooklyn Nets over the Heat in the East. Without KD?
Yeah, I don't buy into the Brooklyn Nets. Like, I think we had someone, one of our gamblers said take the under on Brooklyn, right, for wins on the season.
Yeah.
Because, I don't understand – the love for Brooklyn with that. Like, you've seen Kyrie on his own, right?
Yes, and he's going to play great, but it's not like he's involving and bringing everybody
into like
the
fold.
Yeah,
like, he's not that dude. We kind of learned that in Boston.
Kyrie, Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, Rondinius Kukrocs. I don't know who the hell that is.
No,
Jared Allen.
Like,
what's his name?
Torian Prince also, Jared Allen. Like, those are really nice pieces. Like, I think they'll be a good team in the East.
But are they better than the Heat?
I mean – I guess I'm a little biased. I'd say no, just because I think the Heat's roster is much more well-rounded.
Who would you take if you had to pick? You're picking teams, you know, you're in PE class, and Kyrie's standing there and Jimmy Butler's standing there.
Man, like, I would have said Kyrie Irving, but after
last season, right?
Up until last season, he had every opportunity to carry that Celtics team to a championship, and like, they failed badly. And he wasn't good in the playoffs either. Every game he got worse. So, like, I think now I would be Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I think I would take Jimmy Butler over Kyrie.
And on both sides of the court, that's an easy answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's going to play defense.
Yeah.
Somebody says via text, this is Alejandro Solana. Stand by for news. That's Paul Harvey. That's the way you should do it, Solana, when you're on the airwaves.
I don't know who Paul Harvey is. I got to be honest.
Somebody tweeted at Lawrence Tynes, the kicker, and they tweeted at him and said, they're talking bleep about you on the radio here in South Florida and your Tua take. And Lawrence Tynes just liked that tweet.
I tell Lawrence whatever they want to say, I tell Lawrence how I feel about Lawrence.
Solana, I am assigning you the task of getting the former kicker Lawrence Tynes on the air with us so he can defend what he tweeted about Tua.
We'll have him tomorrow.
Wow. Wow, old Paul Harvey here throwing down the gauntlet.
Maybe.
Lawrence Tynes tweeted him, maybe. There's a little thing there at the end. Maybe.
Maybe.
Lawrence Tynes, former kicker, tweeted out over the weekend, the tank for Tua thing is a joke, right? This cat will not be a starter in the NFL. No way, no how. I'd take him in the 5th to 7th round as a backup at best. Great kid, but he is all hype on a superior team with superior talent.
That's ridiculous.
You got to get old Lawrence Tynes on the air, Solana. Can you handle that challenge?
I think I can, Hawk.
Check your Rolodex. As you're on the airwaves.
I bet if you look at Hank's old Rolodex, which I think we still have somewhere, I guarantee you Paul Harvey's in there somewhere.
But people, that take, if you play around good players, you can't be that good. That angle on Tua, I think that's what gets to me the most.
Well, there's something to be said for an average player looking better when he's surrounded by superior talent, but you also can't punish somebody for being around superior talent if they also happen to be great.
And I'm with you on the same team. Those Alabama running backs, they're running behind all 5-star All-Americans in high school. And kind of like, think about it, Trent Richardson, Derrick Henry's decent, but he's not like he's going to Pro Bowls every year. Like, we can go back and look at these Alabama running backs that aren't really balling.
I mean, you don't have to go any further, I think, than the Miami Hurricanes with Ken Dorsey, right? I mean,
yes.
Ken Dorsey, the way that he played in college. Now, remember, he was surrounded by superior talent and an offensive line that didn't let anyone get near him. Ken Dorsey looked like he was going to be the next Joe Montana.
Yep.
And so there's a guy that was surrounded by superior talent. You go, okay, maybe the talent around him elevated, you know, what his game actually was. I don't think that's the case with Tua. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no, we don't know right or wrong. Like, there's the Bradys, there's the Russell Wilsons, the fourth rounders, there's the Dax, the fourth rounders, and then there's DeMarcus Russells. And then there's the Ryan Leafs, and there's all those guys back and forth. But it's that narrative that people say, oh, he's on Alabama. He has All-American receivers. He has a good line. He can't be that good. Why can't he be making those players better?
Right.
Why do they have to be making him so much better? That whole narrative gets to me. That's why I think I got a little upset with Lawrence.
Lawrence. All right, there's your 15 minutes of heat. We got sidetracked there at the end of 15 minutes of heat. You know, so we're at Twin Peaks here in Davie. Right down the street is Canesware. And the Hurricanes are coming off a victory Friday. They've got Georgia Tech on Saturday. If you're like me and you bleed orange and green, Canesware in Davie is the place for you. It's more than a store. It's an experience. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts and jerseys and hoodies and hats and polos. They got them in all sizes, men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They're your tailgating headquarters. It's a noon kickoff on Saturday, but you're going to be out there early. I know it. You can get tents and chairs and tables and flags and decals and magnet license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They'll get you ready for game day. That's Canesware in Davie. It is right down the street here on University Drive. Only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives all under one roof. Just an amazing selection. So if you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. If you're a Dolphins fan, as Crowder will attest to, there's no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids.
I get all my Dolphin post-game T-shirts from Canes.
And then, you know, we watched the Panthers game this afternoon. Florida Panthers had an amazing comeback victory. They've got Panthers merchandise at Canesware as well. They are right down the street from where we are right now, 2511 South University Drive. They're in Davie. You can't miss that big Canesware sign on the front of the store right from the street. And, of course, you can go shopping at Canesware.com 24 hours a day. Canesware, absolutely love that place. Canesware, the spot where Miami fans shop. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with the final segment of Hockman and Crowder. 5 o'clock hour, Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Been a fun show today from Twin Peaks in Davie. Always a fun show at Twin Peaks in Davie. You know, I tweeted this morning just a reminder that the Hockman Burger is still available at Tucker Duke's because it was supposed to end in September, and then it was so popular and so successful that they kept it on the menu now through the end of the year. But I tweeted it at not just the Tucker Duke's locations, but also at Darren Revelle. Because I got to get Revelle behind this as well. You know, Darren Revelle from the Action Network, used to be with ESPN, he joins us every Thursday. And Darren Revelle has over 2 million Twitter followers. And one of the things I'm trying to do is I want to milk that relationship so that, you know, because he can make a Hockman Burger a national success.
Oh, yeah.
He could make honkedofflikeagoose.com a national success. So I'm trying to get him all, and he liked the tweet.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we,
you know,
got action.
Had the picture of the Hockman Burger there. So Tucker Duke's. Now, Tucker Duke's, look, I recommend you get the Hockman Burger if you go there. But they've got, you know, the Tucker Duke Burger. Today's a Mondragon Monday. So you can get their famous Mondragon Burger. Has 6 slices of bacon, an egg, 2 slices of American cheese, 2 slices of cheddar cheese, Tucker sauce, spring mix lettuce, and tomato. $10 on Mondays. $10. You can go there for dinner. Again, when we're talking about Tucker Duke's, the Hochman Burger is my highest recommendation.
I got you.
But, like, for October, their burger of the month is the Francisco. It's a half-pound burger, melty, thick-cut provolone, oregano and red pepper flakes, homemade chimichurri, tomatoes, and it's on a toasted ciabatta bun. Mm-hmm. Now, that's only in October. Again, though, my highest recommendation is the Hochman Burger. Well, if you're looking for a place for dinner tonight, Tucker Duke's, they've got two locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. You could check them out online, tuckerdukes.com. They're very active on Instagram and Twitter as well. I consider them to be must-follows, and that Hochman Burger is fire.
I got a deal for you, because you got the Hochman Burger hooked
yep.
up, and
yep.
I got some Stone Crabs. Stone Crabs
yes.
about to start.
Yes.
If you go Hochman Burger, then I'll go Stone Crabs the next day.
All right, so I bring Hochman Burgers to the radio station one day.
Yes.
You bring Stone Crab from Delaware Chicken Farm the next day.
Deal.
Solana, what are you bringing to the table?
What can you guys get me for free that I can bring?
what can you get us, really, is the is the question here.
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe some Lunchables.
I'll tell you what.
Raggedy-ass croquettes or something.
You get us Lawrence Tynes, and you will be able to enjoy in the Hochman Burger and the Stone Crabs.
Deal.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I did tweet him, by the way, and I told him, hey, we're the guys that were talking bleep, so maybe you can come on with us. No answer yet, but I'll keep you updated.
I got a guy, I correspond with him on Twitter every now and then, Hialeah TNT. That's his Twitter handle thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just tweeted at me, my wife listens to you, knows I've been wanting to go get a Hochman Burger. Saturday, she tells me she has a treat for me for lunch. I come home to what she has called Hochman dogs. And he writes, this is grounds for divorce, right? And then he writes, P.S., I ate them both.
Them look good.
That actually looks good, right?
Because it's a Hochman Burger with the
hot dog
instead of a patty.
Right.
It got the chili. It got the sour cream. It got the Fritos.
The Fritos, the shredded cheddar.
Hochman dog.
I think that looks good, man.
Give Tucker Dukes and let him know what's going on.
Well, if they do hot dogs over there, you know what?
But for the deliciousness of that,
I've always said nothing better than a product extension, which is why we're a simulcast, Daddy. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know either. It was uncomfortable for me.
I'm taking all the meat selections, Papa.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
What's happening over here?
I'm not a part of that. I don't want no meat selection.
What selection of meat would you like, sir?
Veggie patty.
Man, we had some fun today, and I never even got to the Don Bailey Jr. calls. I'm telling you, tomorrow when we play the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Friday night, you are going to be tickled pink. Am I lying?
No, no, no.
It's his best performance ever?
Whew, this year for sure. I don't know, ever?
Solana, do you think it's his best performance ever?
I think it's up there with – it's probably better. Yeah, it's the best one. It is.
I think it's his best performance ever.
Wow.
I mean, he brought it strong. So we'll play that stuff for you tomorrow. Have we made any decisions on our wagers tonight for Monday Night Football?
Green Bay at home.
We had a rough weekend gambling. If you weren't listening to the show earlier, I let you know what happened to us gambling, but it was not a great weekend gambling-wise. Packers are 3.5-point favorites over the Lions tonight. Matt Stafford over-under on yards is 258.5. Aaron Rodgers is 263.5. Now, the one that we were talking about earlier, Aaron Jones rushing yards – is set at 70.5. You like the over on that?
I like the over.
Solana, you like the over on that?
Yeah, over.
And what about Aaron Jones receiving yards? That do anything for you? Does he catch a lot of balls?
They'll throw him some screens, but with him having 4 rushing touchdowns, like, he's gonna run that biscuit. I'll go to 70 over 70.
I kind of want to bet Aaron Rodgers throws an interception too. It's plus 125.
We can do it.
How many interceptions does he have this season? I'm imagining not a lot.
No, he's not going to ever have a lot.
He throws picks, though.
I know. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. He don't make a lot of mistakes.
Can you find out how many?
Yeah, he has 1 interception this year. 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, 93.4 QBR
rating.
How
much for 1 interception?
125. I think we know the number.
Huh. I don't like that bet as much as I did 2 seconds ago.
No. Now, he'll just throw the ball out of bounds, but he's not a guy that's going to force anything.
Solana, you've got a radio show coming up in about 10 minutes.
I do, yeah.
What are you going to be bringing to the table? You only have 30 minutes on the radio, and that'll be the Heat pregame. So what do you have planned for the next 30 minutes?
I will definitely be revisiting the list of top 100 NBA players. Want to break it down just a little more than we did here on the show. Also, revisiting the Dolphins' failed two-point conversion play and some sound that I think people will enjoy.
And they're going to tease them.
I'll tease him.
Oh, he teases the hell out of that show.
I'll tease him.
What do you mean? Just the whole show is teases?
He just says, oh, coming up. And then at the end of the show, he always says, man, we didn't get to this. Man,
well,
we didn't
you
get
got
to
30
this.
Minutes of show, Solana, and I'm eating into it right now.
Solana, I listen to you, bro. I'm serious. You tease the hell out of me.
I might be calling you, Crowder. Maybe we'll do a little interview, post-show interview.
Hit me up.
I know how to get to you, man.
Yeah, bring Crowder on as a guest. I'd like to hear that. Before we get out of here, I want to talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. You know, I told you earlier, on Monday, that's when you check off your to-do list. This would be a good thing to check off. You know, we're in hurricane season, and BNT, that's the company my wife and I use to protect our home from hurricanes. It's a different feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting your house. BNT Impact Windows and Doors is the way to go. We had Tom and Brett come out. They showed us exactly which PGT Custom Windows and Doors would serve us well. And then, wow, what a difference when you're getting ready for the storm. And the great thing about BNT, they handle everything, right? They got our Homeowners Association approval. They got the city permits. The communication from them while waiting for the installation was great. The actual installation was flawless. And then when the city comes to inspect, BNT was right there with us in case the inspectors had any questions. I just can't tell you how absolutely thrilled we are that we use BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home. So maybe this is a phone call that you want to make today on a Monday and get it scheduled for this week. Because as a homeowner in South Florida, having PGT Custom Windows and Doors will make you feel more secure than you could ever imagine. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. Wow, what a great show. Jerry Brewer was on with us today from the Washington Post. Talked a little Dolphins Redskins with us. We aired the Brian Flores press conference around 2:30 this afternoon. All the interviews and shenanigans will be up on our podcast. By the way, you got to download our app, radio.com. Go to the App Store, whichever App Store you use. Download the radio.com app and then search Hockman and Crowder and subscribe to our podcast. We'd genuinely appreciate it if you did that. All right. I think it's going to do it for us. You got anything left on the agenda?
Pain.
What?
And that was a line from one of those Rockies.
I know where it's from. Yeah. It's Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
They said, what do you predict? Pain.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh.
Did you like it?
I didn't think it was contextually appropriate.
Pain. What about right there?
He's still doing it. What do you predict for Solana's show?
Tease.
All right. That's going to do it for us from Twin Peaks.
Listen to him. He teases the hell out of you.
I would listen to him if it wasn't directly up against the 80s on 8. And I know that's on 24 hours a day, but yeah, I can't get enough.
He's competing against a streaming network?
I just can't get enough. Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer, thank you as always. Solana did a great job back in the studio in El Portal. That is going to do it for us. Thank you, Twin Peaks in Davie. They're always so friendly and so good. And if you're getting out of work right now, you come, you get a drink. You had their new wings while you're out here. They got what temperature is the beer at? 30 degrees?
30 right now.
Ooh, that sounds like it would be refreshing.
Grab me one.
Twin Peaks, University Drive in Davie. The food is great. The drinks are great. You can watch the game tonight. I mean, there's more TVs than you know what to do with. And we watched the Panthers game here while we were out here. Oh, I see this. The Rams have placed Aqib Talib on injured reserve. So he's done.
Hurt his ribs.
Yeah, he's done. All right, that's going to do it for us from Twin Peaks. We'll be back here on Monday. We will be back in the studio mañana.
In net.
It is bar.
So yeah, I think he was smaller when he was little. He has that little Napoleonic complex.
He's Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.